McRae and Grotz, and then Ball kind of being limited. How do you foresee?
Ball looked pretty good today, so he should be in good shape. And then I just see those two guys rotating. The number of reps, you know, I think D-Mac will, you know, anticipate him starting, and then Grotz getting some reps opportunities with him.
How much the Gerhardt stuff is a concern, or is it just another the Gerhardt being out this?
Well, it's really for us. I think he's really improved, but I think it's at the point now where for us it's if we give him these extra couple of days, it won't be something we're hoping that it won't be, you know, every week something that we're dealing with. So
far this year been somewhat of a surprise.
Yeah, I've been really pleased with it. You look at the injury sheet, and I know we talked earlier in training camp how we were going to try to design it so that we could push our guys during the season and maintain our health. And I feel like there's proof when you look at the injury report that we've been in pretty good shape. And now getting guys back like we are, I believe we're pretty healthy.
Pretty similar running back plan to last week with Storm.
Yeah, pretty similar.
What do you want to Storm had 10 carries last week. Did you see him? Do you think he'll be more assertive this week with his carries in terms of instincts and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do. I've had some of the runs that we had were run into where the defense had very good run looks. And the ones that were pretty normal, I thought he did a good job. So, yeah, I would just think that we expect him to improve this week. I think he's had another good week of practice, and it just, you know, in talking to him, I think some of the anxiety, you know, he's played now. So hopefully we see more of a natural runner.
If he had to carry it like 25 times, if that's what the game situation dictated and you guys had a lead and were trying to, is he at a point where you feel like you'd be comfortable giving him a really big share?
I don't know. I think, you know, he's still building that trust, you know, what actually he could do in the number of carries. But I know just in practice and his strength and things like that, I think that would be a good thing if at the end of the day he had that many carries. But I don't know if we're there yet with him, but, you know, physically. But I think the combination of both of them is a good fit for us.
Time this Sunday. How different is it to game plan for Hoyer?
Well, it is. It is different. You always prepare every week for the backup quarterback. The Washington example is a classic example of that, how important it is. So to prepare for him and watch film on him, I think there'll be a lot of the same principles, but then he brings uniqueness in some of the things he does. So we've had to prepare for that.
You said on Wednesday that maybe instead of striving, you got to strain a little bit.
Yeah.
Does that mean as a coaching staff, you pushed them a little bit more this week?
I think they pushed themselves more or even greater attention that, you know, I think that we felt improvement the last couple of weeks with our team in a lot of areas. And I think that word was brought into effect. So it's not, don't just assume that we'll keep getting better. Don't assume that it takes a lot of work and you have to strain to get better. And I think it was more based off that.
Were you not pleased with practice today?
Yeah, it was good. You know, because of last week. That's good. No, it was good. It was a good day today. Good day.
To mirror Johnny, or did you not even bother having anyone back there to?
No, we did not. We did not have Denard back there to do that.
What's your trust level with Telvin Smith right now? He made the play last week on the goal line.
I think plays like them add up trust. I think you see his mentals, the number keeps dropping. He's done a really nice job. I think this will be a good week for him, a good challenge for him, I think, out there. So both him and Gino.
Can you give the answer to the tight end issue?
I mean, with his coverage skills and his speed, and we talked about how tight ends.
Yeah, it depends on how we play it, but at times you could see him on the tight ends and because of his speed.
From his, you know, he played, but how's he been in practice this week? Do you feel pretty good with
where
he's at health wise?
Very good. I know he got quite a few reps the other day, and he looks really good. He just feels like he's confident because he's healthy. I think that maybe that's what I sense. He's healthy. It's not where he's coming back and leery of, you know, where he's at physically. I just sense a great deal of confidence from him.
Is this different than maybe at any point maybe going back to last season with him that you're seeing?
Oh, I don't know. I think compared to maybe 2 weeks ago, yeah, I think definitely more confidence.